The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. Good day, those of you in other time zones. And so this week we are looking at anger. And one of the wonderful teachings I received many years ago about anger is that anger is a expression of our strength. There's a lot of power and energy in anger. It can do a lot of harm, that strength, but that the person who was teaching this talked about not letting go of our strength when we let go of anger. So this idea of being strong is also very important, because one of the antidotes to anger, I'll talk about it later in this week, is confidence. Sometimes anger is a symptom of a lack of confidence. So to be able to sit with strong confidence, to meditate with a certain kind of supported by strength, supported by confidence, is the what I'd like to convey for this meditation today. So to assume a meditation posture. And classically, the meditation posture that we take is one of strength, one of certain kind of power, maybe. These are sometimes difficult words for people to relate to, because so much harm has been done with it. But to sit with confidence. So to gently close your eyes and to feel in your body, maybe not strength or power at first, but just feel the vitality, the aliveness, the energy of life that's in your body. To feel and sense the places in your body where there's most vitality. The most aliveness. And to take that those places and to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe breathing into or through your strength. Where your aliveness. And relaxing on the exhale, but not just to relax alone, but to relax and let go into the vitality of your body. The energy that it takes to hold yourself upright if you're sitting upright. letting go into what animates you, the energy of animation. And sometimes the mind is excited, energized, agitated. Perhaps as you exhale, you can relax the thinking mind. There's a kind of energy or agitation of the mind which is not that useful. To let the mind become quieter, stiller, a calm mind. Perhaps feeling or sensing within your body a calm, peaceful strength. This calm, peaceful place of power within. Gentle and but strong, that maybe can work as a just to ground you in the present moment, keep you here, keep you engaged and less likely to wander into thought. A certain confidence and strength, embodied confidence, embodied strength, keeping you connected to your breathing, one breath at a time. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to appreciate yourself, to appreciate your value, your strength, and your capacity for being attentive. The ability to be attentive is to use our attention consciously, intentionally. Often our attention is hijacked by our preoccupations and concerns and our rushing around. But to be present and actively attentive. And then as we come to the end, and to be attentive now, or to consider how your attentiveness can be used to convey greater friendliness and kindness, respect for other people. And may it be that this practice that we do develops and strengthens our ability to attend to other people, be attentive of other people with kindness, with clear kindness, goodness, care and love. May it be that meditation is seen as a wellspring of friendliness for those we encounter and think about. And it's only it can be a wellspring for that if we'd spend the last few minutes dedicating the benefits of this practice for that purpose. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings everywhere be free.
Made.